Okay, here is Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Zayin, 57. As we continue with the last 10 Perekim of Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Zayin, the first half of it is about Tochacha, about Musar and encouragement and rebuke that Yeshayahu HaNavi is giving to, again, us, that generation. It could be for any generation. And then the last couple of Psukim of the Perek is the Haftorah. Starts the Haftorah for Yom Kippur morning, where we get back to talking about Yemos HaGeula, Yemei HaGeula, after Bnei Yisrael does Tshuva, we are going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu going into the following Perek. So we start off, though, Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Hashem says, so many things have happened, and you don't get the message. Hatzadik Avad Ve'ein Ish Sam Alev. Tzadikim, the righteous are lost. The righteous die out. Ve'ein Ish Sam Alev. And nobody focuses on it. Nobody thinks about it. Va'ashe Chesed Ne'esafim Be'ein Mevin. And great kind individuals are taken, and people don't focus and don't understand. Ki mipnei hara'a ne'esaf atzadik, that it's because of the ra'a, because of the evil that's going to happen. Rashi says, ha'asid alavo aladar ne'esaf atzadik. The tzadik's taken earlier, right? We know according to Chazal, Rashi quotes it in Brachos that Avram Avinu died 5 years, quote-unquote, early, right? He died 175. His son Yitzchak died at 180. Why? Because he died 5 years before, so he wouldn't see his descendant Esav going on the Derech Hara. That's why, earlier, right? Before the evil happens. The Radak says that it doesn't mean that something negative happens to the Tzadikim. The Tzadikim go to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ones that are left. It's the generation that is lost. The Radak says, Lo ratzo lomar shatzadik avad bimoso. Chas v'shalom, don't read this pasuk that the tzadik is lost himself. Ki la'atzmo lo avad, aval nishmaso b'chayim arivim tovim mechaye aguf. Right, his life is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo avad midoro, ki lohem hi o'aveda. Says the Radak, it's lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of these messages and nobody says that Yeshayahu is listening. Maybe he's referring to, Rashi suggests based on Chazal, he's referring to Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who later on, not yet, but later on, he's saying the future now, is going to die. And they didn't get the message. The Abarbanel quotes the Medrash here that says maybe it's referring to the time of the Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva exclaimed when two of his contemporaries were killed. Shana Raboseinu quotes the Abarbanel. Kishenerag Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yishmael. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yishmael were killed, Amar Lem Rabbi Akiva LaTalmidav Haskinu Atzvachem LaPeranus. Rabbi Akiva says to his students, "Get ready." He knew what that meant. Rabbi Yishmael was talking to people who didn't know. He knew. Get ready for Peranus. She'ilu Tova Asida Lavo B'Dorenu. If there would be great goodness coming to our generation, Lo Hayu Makablen Osa El Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Shimon, they would still be alive to accept the goodness. V'yachshav Galui V'yadua Levisha Lefnei Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam. But it's known in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepuranis Gedola Asida Lavobida Reinu. Rabbi Kiva knew the message. Rahman al Islam, when Tzadikim die, we have to be nervous. If they did, especially if they didn't live a full life, if they're cut down short. V'nistalku Elu Bibein Oseinu L'Kayim Hashanem Tzadik Ava V'Enish Samalei V'Chulu. We find other Midrashim too. Other Midrashim talk about an opposite kind of idea. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a carbon, a tachlif, a tzadik, right, so that the generation could get kapara. But this is a different idea on this pasuk, that sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it and trying to teach the world a message and they don't get it. Yavo shalom, yanucha mishkavosam, olech nechacho. They're going to be peaceful and straight, but it's the people who are left, all of us, that we have to try to get the message from everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'yatem, but you, and maybe this is connecting back to the end of the previous parak, where there were Nevi'e Sheker, and they were saying, don't worry about anything. Kirvu heina, Yeshayahu says, come close, kirvu heina, those who are left. And he calls the Bnei Onana, you children of Onana, from the Ma'onein, Machashef, right, the ones who are involved in witchcraft, Zera Minaif Vatizne, children of adulterers. Right? Does this mean literal? So, Machlokas Rishonim here, whether it means actually znus, Rashi assumes, like the Gemara says in Nida, the following psukim are talking about actual znus. The Radak suggests that, as we know, often in Tanakh, znus goes together with Avodah Zarah. We're going to get to Avodah Zarah in a couple of psukim. So either it's talking about Mamish Gili Arayis, and then Avodah Zarah, or it's all about Avodah Zarah. And as we know, when we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's compared to a straying woman leaving her husband, like the Meiri points out in the Akdama, that Dibur number 2 is parallel to Dibur number 7. They're both on the same line. The Isser of Lo Yelach Elohim Achirim and the Isser of Lo Sinach. Rashi quotes that these we'll read in a minute. Let's B'ez Hashem first continue the Psukim. Al Mita Sanagu, right? Who are you getting enjoyment with? Rashi says, right, who? You could have been Az Tisanag Al Hashem, and yet you weren't, yet you chose to get physical oneg, gashmi, focused oneg, al mitarchivu pet harichu lashom, right? You could be involved in the world and enjoy the world, but it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Bali Musar point out, Rav Pinkus writes in one of his svarim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi at the end of his life stuck his 10 fingers up to Shamayim and said, I didn't get any, these 10 etzbos didn't get any ahana from the whole world. The problem is, there's another chazal that says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was very rich and he had on his table, he had every type of fruit and vegetable during every season, right? So every season, so therefore says the S, at what do you mean? He didn't get any benefits. How did he have this? The answer is because he says he didn't get any benefit min ha'olam. It was all min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing was separate from Avodas Hashem. It was all from Hashem. And that's why Yishayahu here asks, Al Mita Sanagu, who are you getting benefit? Well, your benefit is totally devoid of any spiritual connection. Al Mi Tarchivu Pe Tarichu Lashon, who are you opening your mouth for? Or you're talking a lot, you're scoffing. Halo Atem Yildei Pesha Zera Shaker. You come from, right, negligence, Ereshakar, Hanichamim Ba'elim Tachas Kalitz Rana. See, has the Machlokas. Rashi quotes the Gemara Nida, that this pasuk is referring to illicit sexual activities under the trees, everywhere, Hanichamim Ba'elim Tachas Kalitz Rana, Shochate, and then we get into Avodah Zarah. Shochate Ayiladim Banachalim Tachas Ifi Aslam, right, child sacrifices, right, the Gemara Nida discusses this pasuk referring to Ashchasa Zerah Levatala, says Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Yud Gimel, Kalamosi he quotes that first from the sons of Yehuda, Ki'ilu shofech damim, sheneemar, hanechamim be'elim, tachas kalitz ranan, shochtei ayiladim. In our pasuk, you have this first part of the pasuk, which refers to Ashkasa Zera Levatala, according to Chazal, right next to Shochei Eladim. Al Tikri Shochtei Ela Sochtei, Rav Asi Amar Kilo Ovid Avodas Kochavim, because of the continuation of the pasuk, as we're going to have in the parak. Either way, Rashi says it's referring to literal the Maisa's Nus. While the Radak says it's referring to other Averis. Either way, Yeshayo is saying you're involved in all these Averis. Let's continue. Bechalke Nachal Chalkech, in the flat parts of the Nachal is your chelek. Rav Schwab suggests that there was a certain type of Avodah Zarah that used to use the flat stones from the bottom of the riverbed. So that's what he's referring to. Hey, Meim Goralech, that's what you're choosing. Gam Lohem Shafacht Nesach, you poured wine. Halis Mincha, Hal Eile Enochem. On these, all of this, should I let this go by? Should I not, this should go unpunished? And then we go to another Avera. Al Har Gavoa, Venisa. What does this remind us of? Al Har Gavoa, on high mount is Venisa. It sounds like the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, where Hashem says, don't go to the Har Gavoa. It's referring to the Isra of Shchut Echutz, the Isra of building a bomb in one's backyard. Remember, we know throughout Sefer Malachim, over and over again, even the greatest kings, right, have trouble, can't get rid of the bamos. Over and over again, it says, Raka bamos lo saru odha mezabchimu mekatrim babamos. Why? Why was it so hard? Number one, it was for convenience. Imagine somebody living somewhere up north. He could just bring a carbon wherever he is, a carbon toda. But instead, right, he has to schlep to the base of Mikdash. No, I don't want to. I'll just give it here. Number two, because people are mora heter. You think Hashem doesn't want this? Hashem, I'm giving this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you think is the problem? I'm giving this to Hashem. You don't think he wants my carbon? Of course he wants my carbon. We try to create our own avenues to Avodas Hashem. What does Hashem tell us in Parshas Re'eh? Be careful. Hashem doesn't use this lashon too often. He shamer lecha. Pentale olosecha b'chol makom asher tireh. He shamer lecha. Be very careful. Ki im b'makom asher yivchar Hashem b'achad shvatecha, sham tale olosecha. V'sham ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzaveka. Rak, he says, if you shech the non-carbon, fine. But if you shech the carbon, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Yeshua is referring to here. You think you do, beside the Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, but even in your Avodah Hashem, you're doing it however you please. You're making up your own rules. Al Har Gavoa, Venisa, Sat Mishkavech. Gam Sham Alit Lizbach Zavach. Right? You have carbonus there. And you think it's great. But you know what? It's terrible because it's not Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. As the Beis HaLevi writes at length, we've discussed this many times in Parshas Kisisa. What was the root chait of the Egel? What was the root chait? So he assumes, like most Rishonim, it was not Avodah Zarah. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Their kavanas were to get close to Hashem. But they were nervous. and they didn't know what to do. So instead of asking their G'dolei Hadar, instead of asking Aaron and Hur, they said, this is what we're going to do. And they made their own avenues, or Avodas Hashem. And the Nitziv writes that is exactly was the Chet of Nadav and Avihu in Parshas Shmini. So all of this was the problem. And the Beis HaLevi said, that's why, what was the antidote, the Tikkun? The Mishkan, where it's repeated over and over again in Parshas Pekudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, on every single detail. Because true spirituality and following God is first following the mitzvahs. We want to add on after that, okay, as long as it's not violating. But that's what Yeshayahu was picking up on. Even in your Avodas Hashem, you are lacking. And behind the door and the doorpost, you have put your zikaron. We'll get to that soon. Let's first focus on the first half. You have behind the door, you have put your memory. What does that mean? So some Rishonim say it means even when they're with their wives, they're thinking about the other women, right? The ones that their zikaron, their mind is outside the door, right? So all the halachos and the ideas that Chazal suggests in terms of relating to a husband and a wife being together, all have to do with creating a certain private, focused environment. And here, we're not supposed to be thinking about other things. And that's what Yeshayahu Navi says that we were doing. So, behind the door, Santa Zechronech, right? Whatever, all the things that are on your mind. The Radak says, maybe it's the opposite, the Hefech, to what we're supposed to put on the mezuzah, right? Your mezuzah, you're thinking about other things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously has, the mezuzah is supposed to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our doorpost, right? The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, Chayav Adam lihizar b'mezuzah, mibnei shechovas hakol tamid. It is a constant obligation. V'chol eishe yikaneis v'yetzei, yifka b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever I go in and out, I think about Hashem, v'yizkar ahavaso, v'yeur mishenaso. I remember His love for me. I awaken from my sleepwalking through life. V'shkiyaso b'hav le'azman, v'yeden. And then he has the great line, she'en sham davar ha'omei lo'olam lo'omei olamim, elo yediyas ru olamim. The only thing that lasts forever is my connection and knowledge of God. U'miyad, and once I think about, focus on the mezuzah, I'll remember, I'll get back to proper thinking. So that's what the Radak says here. It's the opposite of this passing. You put your own zikaron behind the door. We, Avodei Hashem, we know what should be there. And now we continue the pasuk. Ki me'iti, because from me, gilit, right, you have gone away from me. Vatali, hirchavd mishkavich, you have made your bed wide. Vatichras lach mehem, and you have made krisos, you might have made covenants with them. You've loved them. So what does that mean? So either literally it means you've made your bed wide, right? They have a lot of partners making a bed wide. The Gemara in Shabbos darshans on this pasuk that if there is, sounds like out of context, but it sounds like it's an allusion. Having made one's bed wide. The Gemara says if you have a sefer Torah that was written by an apikoros, by a min, by a non-believer, it has no kedusha whatsoever and you could burn it. Ask Rabbi Schwab, who are we talking about here? Which type of people? We're talking about at that time, in the days of the early Gemara, the days of the Tanam, the Amoran, these were talking about before Christianity took hold as a separate religion, they were Judeo-Christians that believed in some and didn't believe in others. And they wrote Sifrei Torah, but it wasn't with Kedusha, and they didn't believe in everything. That's what's being referred to here. And that's possibly, says Rabbi Schwab, what it means, Herchavta, Herchav Mishkavich, right? They have widened their bed, they have widened their beliefs beyond the pale of what Judaism says that one should believe in. Continuing the psukim, again, the next few psukim are a little difficult to understand what it's referring to, but we'll go with one shot. But the Shri Lamelech Bashemen, and the Radak says, not only are you Ovid of Rezara and Gili Arayas and other things, but you even deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you look for help from elsewhere. But the Shri Lamelech Bashemen, you send presents of oil to others, vatir birukayich, but the shalchi tziraich ad meirachok, far away, vatashpili at shaol. And by doing this, you lower yourself by not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking Him for help. You're asking others for help. It's terrible. We're lowering ourselves. Barov darkech yagat lo amart noash. And however hard you work, you don't say I'm too tired. You don't say I have enough. I give up. right? Whatever one is psyched to do and is excited to do, they don't run out of koach and strength. You know, people could be involved in 100 things, they don't fall asleep. Sometimes we do something, we go to a shiur and davening, all of a sudden we have any koach, right? We'll ask our children, we'll ask our friends to do something, no, I can't get off the couch. But all of a sudden, something that they want to do, it's all in the attitude. So says Yeshayo, you were involved in these things and you never got tired. Lo amart noash, you put in all your kochos. Chayas yadech matzas, alkein lo chalit. Ves mi do'ag dvatiri kitzich hazevi. Right, who did you fear? Bosilo zachat, you didn't remember me. Lo samta libech, Hashem says, nothing, you didn't focus on me. Halo ani machshe, will I be silent forever? Ume olam, I give you time to do tshuva. I give you time, but can't be forever. Vosilo siroi ani agit zikaseich v'smasayach v'lo yeilucha. I will tell over your righteousness and your actions. It's not going to help. You have no good record. Bizaakech yatziluch kibutzayach. Okay, when you scream out, let the people who you gather around, the beings, the powers you gather around, let them help you. V'skulam yisaruach yikachava. They're going to be blown away with the wind. Right? There's nothing focused. V'hachosi. Now, pasuk yidal, it switches the focus of Herek. The first half was tochacha. Now we're getting into the positive. V'hachosi, those who rely on me. The tzadikim. Radak says it's Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yinchal Eretz v'yirash harkachi. They're going to get what I've been talking about in these nevuos regarding the geula. Va'amar, and this starts the haftorah for the morning of Yom Kippur. Solu solu panidara va'amar. Who's Amar? The Navi says bishmi. There will be a Navi that will say that Hashem says, pave the way. Panu derech harimu michshol. Get any stones out of the way. Mi derech ami. What is this referring to? Rashi says it's referring to the Yetzirah. Because the Gemara in Sukkah says that there are seven names of the Yetzirah. One of them is named Michshol. You learn that from this pasuk, right? The Yetzirah, the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis, says, Shiva Shemos Yeshol Yetzirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra. And Moshe calls him Arel. David calls him Tameh. All of them, and then Yeshayo Karo Michshol. Shenemar Solu Solu Panaderech, remove the Yetzirah. Harimu Michshol Miderech Ami. The Yetzirah is going to be much weaker when Mashiach comes. That is Rashi. The Abarbanel says, and it's based on the psukim that are coming up ahead, maybe pave the way from the faulty belief that Hashem is so high, is he really interested in me? Little old me, is he really interested? And the psukim say yes, right? Don't think not, right? That's what the mafarshim explain. We say in Asher Yotzar about our most physical, bodily, lowly functions. We say Goli v'yadua lifnei kisei chavodecha. The highest that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down, says the Abarbanel also right here. Rabbi Mu Hashem Elokeinu v'gadluhu avalotis salkuhu mipnei zashka chaso. Put him up high in your mind, but don't think he's so high that he's not involved. Don't think that he can't be so high and uplifted and being involved in the world too. So that's Rashi. Get rid of the solu solu. Pave the way from the Yetzirah. The Abarbanel paved the way from that faulty svara. The Malbim says it's talking about tshuva. Solu solu. Hashem is going to make it easy for us to do tshuva. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, there's going to come a time when all of Klal Yisrael are going to do tshuva. Says the Malbim, it's really three phrases that he talks about. He says, Hashem yisolel derech lekabel achotim ha'ele b'tshuva. Solu, that means, b'makam she'en derech solu derech hadash. It's not paved at all. Make a new road. What if there is a road, but it got ruined? Panu derech, fix it. What if there's a perfect road, but there's just rocks on it? Harimu michshol, right? Each phrase. But either way, make it easier to do tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's quoted in the Haggadah, not the Haggadah, the Machzor of Yom Kippur, of Rav Soloveitchik, that this pasuk, this, why is this the first pasuk of the Haftorah of Yom Kippur? It's emphasizing the difference between tshuva the whole year and tshuva of Yom Kippur. The whole year, a Jew has to take the first step. A Jew takes the first step, tshuva elai, via tshuva aleichem. But on Yom Kippur, Hashem comes first. Hashem takes the first step. On Yom Kippur, in contrast, says Rav Soloveitchik, God comes forward to meet man. Hashem facilitates the way for Israel's return. He takes us by the hand and shows us how to do tshuva. He removes all obstacles and transforms an otherwise torturous road into a straight highway, as implied by the opening verse, which speaks about clearing a path. In a spiritually desolate world, we can easily become disoriented, losing our sense of reality. We are remote from repentance, intellectually and emotionally. In this wilderness, Hashem appears, in order to show us the road home. Suddenly, the normally arduous tshuva process presents no hardship at all. So that is this pasuk, which starts off Yom Kippur Haftorah. Solu, solu, pave the way, Hashem is going to help us out. Ki ko amar Ramban Yisrael, Hashem says, Shochein ad v'kadosh shemo, marom v'kadosh, Eshkon, obviously Shabbos morning davening comes from this pasuk. It's just a little different order. Shochenad, Marom, Kadosh Shemo. So here, Kadosh Shemo is before Marom. To look in the Mefarshim, why we flip the order of the pasuk. But either way, Hashem is so high, Marom, Kadosh Eshkon, Vezdako Shval Ruach. But I go low, Lach Yos Ruf Shalem, to help those who are lowly of spirit. Ulach Yos Leiv Nitkaim. Right, that's why Abarbanel got the pshat of what he said. Solu is from this pasuk. Hashem is so high, but he's involved in solo. Ki lo la olam ariv. I won't fight forever. Rashi says any yisurin that we have are not eternal. V'lo v'netzach eksov. Ki ruach milafanai ya'atov. Once the ruach comes before me and lowers himself in front of me. Ya'atof here means to lower oneself. Unashamos aniasisi, and the neshamos that I made come, so then I'm going to be connected to them. And it's going to be great. Ba'avon bitzo katzafti. I was angry because of the Avera of Betza. Betza is some type of stealing. The Radak talks here about the Chumra of Geneva. We've spoken in another context about this. How Chumra, right, the Shimon Kubetzas and Ksubeth has a day that is the big four, not the big three. Geneva is there. Rashi and Baba Kama seems to understand the Gemara Kipshuto. Asur lahatzel asav maman chavero, stealing in order to save one's life. Maybe one is not allowed to. The Gemara Baba Basra, Kasha Gezel Hedyot mi Gezel Hektish. Right, there's so much chumra, but he has to add this radak to the list. Says the radak right here, radak at the end of Yishayo. Ki avon hachamas gadol v'yafopi she'ein bo misa. Even though it's not punishable with death, you know why it's not punishable with death? Because it's not so common. Lefi she'ein avon zeh nimsa barov. Says the radak. Ki umafsid seder yishuv. If there's a ganav that steals everything, obviously the societies involved aren't going to let it become so prevalent. And if it is, then that's what happened to the Dor HaMabul. But otherwise, says the Radak, fundamentally, conceptually, it is very chamor. That's why Hashem picks this avera here. Bavon bitzo katzafti va'akeyu haster va'exof va'yelach shovav v'derech libo. And he continued on his wayward path. But derachiv arisi ve'erpa'eyu. But I see when he comes back, he paves the way. Ve'erpa'eyu, I will heal him, and that means I not only will accept the tshuva, it'll be as if it wasn't, it didn't ever happen. Va'ashalem nichumim lo v'avelof. I'll give him comfort. Borei niv svatayim. Hashem is the one that created this, the lips, right? Nivim comes from the word niv svatayim. Shalom, shalom, la'rachot v'la'karov. Peace unto those who are far and near. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled, has a machlokes. Is this referring to a Baal Tshuva, or is referring to tzaddikim and Baalei Tshuva, those that were rachok, those that were always karov? Amar Hashem urefativ. Hashem says, anyone, come, and there will be healing. It's also interesting that the Gemara there has this pasuk as the source for what happened to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Mishnah tells us in Brachas, whenever he used to daven, if the tefillah was shogur befiv, so then he knew the patient would get better. But if not, he knew that the patient would be mitoraf. Where did he know this from? The Gemara says, minan imili, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, damar kra, borei niv svatayim, shalom, shalom. If there's niv svatayim, if there's flowing lips, then he knows, urafativ, there's going to be refuah. Vaharishayim, but says Yishayo, if you don't get on the bandwagon of serving Hashem, kayam nigrash, they're just going to leave, the wicked are going to flow down the river. Kiashket lo yuchal, vayigushu meimav refesh vatit, ein shalom, amar alakai l'rishayim. Right, the opposite of shalom, shalom, larachav alakarov, there won't be shalom for eternity for the rishayim. So please, says Yishayo, come, recognize what the geula is going to be, and come back. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.